Bear Podcast 307.
The gay Super Bowl. Did you not see the divorcee beat her husband's ass last night on TV? How many Oscars did your movie win, baby? Let's see. Let's start at the top of the list. Let's get the big daddy
on. Oh, my God.
All the way up to the top of the list. Best Picture, The Hurt Locker.
The Hurt Locker.
Avatar, not.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Best Director, The Hurt Locker. Winner. Avatar, eh.
Didn't win a thing at all.
Best Actress, Sandra Bullock. Okay, she's finally got one. Mm-hmm. She's done. Jeff Bridges finally got his Oscar. He deserved
After so many years, that's right. Hey, we haven't introduced ourselves. Hey, guys, it's Nard.
And I'm Oscar. No, I'm Ray.
Hey, Ray. What's cool? Yes. Welcome to Bear Podcast, episode 307. And we just, we were talking about the Oscars last night. We watched it. Ray watched the whole thing.
Still editing? Hurt Locker, not Avatar.
Well, wait. I thought the film editing...
No, they got Best Visual Effects.
Visual Effects. Is that the only thing they got?
They got Best Cinematography.
You know, with all those awards.
Best Sound Mixing. The Hurt Locker.
Yeah. Have you seen Hurt Locker anyway? Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it, but I'm going to see it now.
Okay, now you got to see it.
It's got Best Art Direction, Avatar. So, you know, it just, you know, it was like, here's your ex-husband sitting behind you. Here's your... ex-wife sitting in front of you.
Yep.
And your ex-wife kicked your ass at the Oscars.
That's right. Oh, I should send you the picture that James Cameron was putting her, you know, congratulating Catherine Bigelow. But he had his hands on his neck. He's going to strangle her. It's just so funny. I'll probably use that as an album art. But it was good. I mean...
I'm glad Monique got recognized.
Yes, and like I said before, you guys, got, everybody out there listening, you got to watch Precious, because Monique was really did a spectacular job as the mother of Precious there, and she's an awesome actress, even though you know you've known her as a comedian, and she's great. Mm-hmm. And what else did we see?
Let's not forget about Best Original Screenplay, The Hurt Locker.
No. You really can't let go of it. Oh my God! Well, it's The Hurt Locker.
Well, no, I just think it's funny as hell, you know, because James Cameron. I mean, I like James Cameron. You know, I've seen Avatar 3 times, so I can't say I don't like the movie. But I think it's funny as hell when somebody as big as James Cameron, that's been through a slew of females like he has, uh-huh, as wives. I mean, because we're talking about big. I need to go research and see which in the line that Bigelow come up. Did she come up before? What's her name in The Terminator, or was she after that?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
And where'd the current wife come from? Which movie did she come from? Is she the one from Titanic?
Oh, I didn't know. I don't know that history.
Yeah, because I mean, he's dated and divorced all these women through his career, and he's kind of been a dick about stuff.
Yeah,
too.
They were married. Him and Bigelow, they were married for about 2 or 3 years, I think. Yeah, it's ironic, and I mean, it's good. I mean, I am proud of that she won, and I was actually thinking that Avatar would win, but the looks of it, I did watch Hurt Locker, and it's pretty good, and I guess she really deserves it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you gotta watch it, Ray. You gotta rent the DVD or something.
Yeah, I gotta watch. There's a couple of them that I missed. I don't see, like, The Young Victoria. I still want to watch that.
Yeah, there's so much there. I haven't seen The Blind Side yet, where Sandra Bullock won as best actress. So.
Okay, all right. Let's see here. James Cameron has 5 wives.
Mm-hmm. And? And she had... she divorced him? Is this during? Or wait, sometime after Titanic? Is that what you're talking about? Or just even before Titanic? Or whenever? Ray, are you there?
Let's see. I'm looking. Okay. All right. Wife Sharon Williams was the first wife.
Mm-hmm.
They were together for 6 years.
Okay.
Gail Ann Hurd. They're together for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine Bigelow. They were together for, let's see,
3 years. Two or two and a half, I think.
They were together for 3 years, and he left her for Linda Hamilton.
Linda Hamilton from Terminator? Oh, really? I didn't know. Oh, my God. Sarah Connor. The Sarah Connor.
They dated from 91 to 94.
Uh-huh. 94. That's sometime before before Titanic.
They were married in 97, divorced in 99 with one daughter.
Mm-hmm. So now...
And then he married wife Susie Amos, who was there with him tonight. They married on June of 2000. So they've been together 8 years.
Okay. But now the ex-wife wins, which is good. Congratulations, Catherine Bigelow. And, well, regardless of all these awards that she got, who is richer, though?
Oh, well, sure, he's richer, but, you know.
Yeah, so I was looking at the box office right today, and he beat his own Titanic. His own Titanic.
Well, yeah, I mean, Avatar is the biggest selling movie ever.
Yeah, 100,
I mean, it's eclipsed everything.
700 million now, beating Titanic 600 million, which is his own film also. So, yeah, so who ends up the winner at that point, I guess? I don't know. It depends on how you look at it. If it's the awards or the money. It depends. But anyway, so what else am I going to say? Oh, yeah. I was kind of pissed off last night because I only got to record... I missed the last 5 minutes of the awards because my DVR kind of fucked up. I tried recording it, you know. I did not pad 10 minutes or 30 minutes after that. I didn't know it's going to take that long.
Yeah, we had to. Well, we got started late last night watching it, so we started recording and we went and ate dinner and come back so we could fast forward through the commercials. Mm-hmm. And then we had to stop right about 10:30 and go and put it past 10:30 to record the news and then the Jimmy Kimmel show. Mm-hmm. So it would record it all, and we missed about a couple minutes doing that. But
yeah,
so
but I did. So I ended up, you know, I didn't get to see who won Best Actress and Best Actor and Best Picture. So I just Googled it. I just went online. Oh, okay. I'll just go online and see. Oh, so that's who won. I didn't get to see the whole thing. But yeah, that's the Oscars for you. And what do you think of Alec Baldwin?
Oh, did you see the Jimmy Kimmel commercial?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay, there's this Jimmy Kimmel commercial. And it was Jimmy Kimmel in the bed, Ben Affleck in the bed with him, and Jennifer Gardner.
Oh, no.
And the two of them were spooning, and Jennifer Gardner said, "Okay, guys, this is enough. I think we've taken this just a little bit too far. It's getting weird. Now go to sleep." Okay. So they rolled away from each other and were looking at each other, and she clapped her hands, and the commercial ended. Like she...
Oh,
so it was funny.
Oh my God.
It was the three of them in bed. It was very funny.
Oh.
Very
funny. Probably it's online by now. But
yeah, probably. So,
what do you think of Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin as hosts?
Oh, they're okay.
They're okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Having a tandem instead of just
Tyler
one.
Lorenz. He was just handsome little devil in his little tuxedo.
Of course. You have to mention him. Oh, you must have jizzed in your pants.
I got moist.
He got moist. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we have a great show today. We have a big show. We have a very interesting topic right now because it's about interracial relationships and a little bit of racism. And it's topics that our listeners brought up to us. And fine. So we have Robert from Georgia and
from Hot Atlanta.
From Hot Atlanta. We had a great chat with him. It was really fun, and he's a married guy in Atlanta, and our friend from Canada, Don, who I chatted before this recording. So we just couldn't get the schedule right. So so we had to record earlier with Don. So I would like really appreciate these guys joining us, and here are the interviews with the guys, Robert and Don.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a chaser.
Hello, this is Robert.
Hello, Robert. This is Nard.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, great. And Ray is online, too. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Robert.
What's going on?
Oh,
not much.
Not much. You're in the air right now, but we won't start immediately. But yeah,
you're on the air right now. Now tell us all of your dirty
stuff. Yeah, that's right. Tell us everything.
Hello.
No, let's introduce Robert here. Robert is he emailed us a couple of weeks ago about some of our topic about interracial relationships and possibly things about races. So, before we begin, so Robert, where are you? Where are you right now?
I am in actually northwest Atlanta. The city is actually Marietta. But I'm actually I was born and raised in Atlanta.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, what state are you in again right now? I couldn't hear.
Georgia.
You're in Georgia. Okay. Oh.
Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia.
It's near where Ray used to live. Yeah.
About 2 hours away.
2 hours away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ray was from South Carolina. Yeah, he's from South Carolina.
I'm from Augusta, Georgia.
Were you originally from Augusta? Okay.
Well, that's where nobody knows where the hell Edgefield is. I know where Augusta is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the country, yeah.
Yeah. So, Robert, okay, so you brought us some topics for us about interracial dating. So right now, are you married right now? Are you single or happily partnered?
I am married. Been with this man for 5 years.
For 5 years?
Five long years.
That's pretty long. Pretty long.
Actually went by a lot faster than I thought.
Uh-huh. Wow. So how is it so five? How did you two met? How did you two meet?
Oh, we actually met online.
Ooh, okay.
And like, we were just really good friends. Like, I've known him for, I think I knew him for about, I've known him for about 7 years.
Oh, seven, eight years.
Yeah. Well, that's how long I've known him. And we were just, you know, we were just really good friends. We would talk every now and then, you know, hang out and, you know, maybe go to lunch or something like that. And then eventually, we both just felt like, you know, we can, you know, we're good friends. Why don't we try this? Because we both felt, you know, we were attracted to each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we felt we were good enough friends where we could, you know, at least try dating, see what happens. Mm-hmm. You know, worst case scenario, we just go back to being friends.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we've been together ever since.
I see.
It worked out.
That is.
So what was happening? Y'all were just like on Manhunt one night talking to each other, and just like, you know.
No, it was not Manhunt. It was Yahoo.
Oh, it was Yahoo. Yahoo. Oh, I mean, you could still chat properly there. Now it's all spam, I think.
The gay hookup site from Yahoo.
That's right. So before that, did you used to go to a lot of bear runs or meet a lot of guys in bars and meet all these bears in the bars?
Yeah, mostly it was just, you know, I would just go to the bars. I think I went to a few bear runs. There was one, I think it still goes on here, Bear All.
Barrel, okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. They might change the name now. I haven't been in years.
I'm quite sure it's still the same. I'm guessing myself too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
pretty much that was it. I mean, there's a couple of bars here that are predominantly bear bars. You know, I would go hang out at those, but for the most part, I mean, that was pretty much everything I did to meet, you know, beat bears and be in the bear community.
Yeah. So you consider yourself a chaser?
Yeah, I guess if I have to label myself, yeah.
You don't like the labels, do you?
No, I mean, I guess I kind of adapted to it. It's not a big deal to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, that's, like I said before, these labels are out there. It's because when you go to chats, I think it's the chat sites. These chat sites are the one that propagated these labels. That's how I look at it. Because the label they put you as bear, or you're a daddy, or you're a chaser, or you're an otter, you're a fox, you're a manatee. You can actually you can drill down to your preferences that way. So that's it makes it a lot easier to chat with. But for some people it's really easy. But for some people, they don't like pigeonholing people. Yeah.
And not one of those sites is anything that says I'm a twink with a glandular problem.
That's right. Wow. That's a Ray's problem. Well, Ray is actually a twink in a bear's body. That's right.
That's right.
That's how Ray is. So where, so now, do you chat a lot? Do you sometimes feel a lot of not a lot, but probably some chatting problems with the people do not reject you? Because for me, chatting, I've stopped chatting. I do not just go online and chat. And because I used to do that probably 8 years ago before my partner Mike, and you know, it's just that, you know, that hooking up with people online. It's just not. I haven't done. I honestly haven't done that for a long time.
Yeah, and I just annoys all his friends at work all day.
That's
long.
Just what I do now. I just chat with friends. So that's something you do a lot before your partner, or you still do it now?
I mean, yeah, I would. I mean, I would go out to clubs and everything, but yeah, majority of people I met were just through chats. Now I'm kind of like you. I really don't chat. The only people I really chat with online are people I already know that I'm good friends with.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But yeah, I'm not really big into chatting anymore. I guess mostly because I'm not out there trying to hook up. So, yeah.
Have you experienced any kind of rejection in bear runs, or probably just, you know, no one just wants to talk to you, you know, or anything like that?
Well, just in general, you get some rejection. And sometimes you'll get even some, like, I don't want to say hatred, but you'll get that from other chasers or other, you know, even other black guys. Mm-hmm. You'll just get that kind of, I don't know, it's just animosity. They, you know, they feel like you're stepping in on their territory. Or,
oh, really? Do you get that? Really? Hey, this is my turf. Get away.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so what do? You cut them.
Be surprised.
Do you get that from other black chasers, or do you get that from all chasers?
Pretty much all chasers. You know, but I say there has been certain times where the black guys gave more hatred.
Oh, really?
Than guys of other chases of other races.
Oh, really? It's in black against black, huh? Wow.
Yeah. Oh. I guess a lot of them feel that perhaps there's not many white bears who like black guys. So they feel, you know, if I'm there or whoever's there, they're just stepping in on their territory. You're taking away from, you know, the attention they would normally be getting.
Oh, wow.
That's right. Chasers got to mark that territory.
Yeah, they pee on them.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know, with the, because, you know, I myself, I'm Asian, and like I was talking to Don earlier. I
thought you were from South Mexico.
No, I'm not from the South. I'm from the other side of the world. Yeah, it's, you know, it's sometimes hard, you know, just, but not necessarily, staking my territory. No, I don't do that because I'm happily partnered already. So it's just that, you know, some people are cute. You want to talk to them, you want to chat with them, and then here comes another guy who you kind of another chaser would block you, and not necessarily Asian. Sometimes there are other chasers who are, you know, they just want to monopolize the conversation, and because that kind of happened to me back in Chicago. I'm not going to name any names. Somebody we know, Ray. But anyway, what I'm saying is it also happens with not only with blacks, I guess. With the chasers like me, or like an Asian like me. It's, people just don't, you know. There's also some kind of a ostracization. How do you say that? Yeah, something like that. It's
ostriches.
Ostriches. They get ostracized. Yeah. Somehow that, yeah. In that case, yeah. But right now, Gerhard Ray.
Well, my question is, because I was raised in the area, and I, you know, went to bars in Atlanta and stuff. Do you think it's a more regional thing there in Atlanta, or do you think that's pretty predominantly everywhere?
I think it's more pronounced in the South, but I've experienced other places. But I mean, I think it's just because, I mean, there is that history, especially between, you know, black and white here in the South. So I mean, that kind of has, it still has a little bit of a stigma attached to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But I mean, I know even when I went out to San Francisco, visit some friends of mine out there, I mean, it was even, you know, I mean, guys would be out there, like, I remember this one, there was one younger black guy, and the whole weekend, every time we would go out somewhere, you know, he was there. And he kept giving me these odd looks like, you don't need to be here.
Okay.
And I'm just sitting there like, you don't have anything to worry about because at the end of the weekend, I'm going to be gone. You can have all this back. I'm just here enjoying my weekend. I don't want none of these men. You can have them all. It's okay.
You can have them all. He must be local then that he could just have them all.
Well, see, I always found Atlanta to be very kind of, I guess, kind of cliquish. And those bitches in Atlanta can be mean.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I remember back in the, well, a few years ago when silk shirts were big. So those bitches would walk through and I'd actually seen them burn hoes in people's silk shirts just because they were wearing a silk shirt. Because that was the thing that season in clubs. And those bitches are just evil.
Yeah. I mean, it's still like that. Still can be very cliquish. Some of it depends on where exactly in Atlanta you go. Like, I mean, if you go to certain bars, yeah, I mean, everybody there knows each other. And if you don't know somebody in there, you are looked at as an outsider. And yeah, when you try walking through, they'll just stare all through you like, you know, why are you here?
Yeah. Is the Heretic still open?
Yeah, it's still open. I haven't been there in a while, but yeah, it's still open.
Oh, wow.
Man, that was the first leather bar I went to. And they were like, okay, you can go back here in this section of the bar, but you got to take some clothes off. And I was like, oh, no.
Really?
I don't take my clothes off in public.
My you went on a Wednesday night. You went on a Wednesday night, man.
No, this was like on a Friday or Saturday night.
Really?
Oh,
usually that's the thing on Wednesday night. Like you can get into the front bar, but to get into where the dance floor is, you have to either take your shirt off, be wearing some kind of uniform or dressed in leather or cowboy outfit or something like that.
Now, this was many years ago, and I think to get to the back section of the bar, you had to take some stuff off. And the guy that I was dating at the time almost had me talked into it, and they opened the door, and there was some guy sitting in there getting a blowjob, and I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no, so you left?
No, ma'am.
Oh, you mean the back part. Okay.
It's a back part.
I was like, no, ma'am.
Yeah, I don't get back that way that often.
I was like, Miss Scarlett don't do shit like that.
I didn't know you were that tame before, Ray.
Oh, I used to be a big old prude.
Really? But now, what do you say now after what happened to Louie?
Oh, no. I don't give a shit anymore.
You don't care anymore? Oh, my God. You know what? That's an event.
There ain't no more shame in my game.
No, that's what you got to check out here in Houston, Robert. You got to come to Louie weekend. And, oh, my God. There's so much decadence.
He's married, man.
That's right. He's married. Unless you can...
I saw the video. It looked like a fun time for all.
Yeah, I posted some quick videos for that because I really couldn't, because we're too busy with just too many people. We couldn't record from there, so just some eye candy would do. And believe me, I think it's a lot tame. Okay, Robert, you got to see the old videos, the old Louis videos.
Stuff he's got posted on XTube.
Well, no, I don't have anything on XTube. I honestly did try. I'll be honest. I took some videos, and you know, they're the really, really nasty ones, or the really nasty mouth stuff. It's I tried to post it in XTube, and they won't let me because I think they're, some of my friends are there just walking around taking pictures, and you know, it's kind of a public thing. So they didn't let it go through. So I deleted it, and they won't let me. So I'll probably just I don't know if I did broadcast it. I think sometime I did broadcast it as a podcast, but. No, I can't do that. No, there's I cannot put porn on the podcast. I'll get into trouble.
So, Robert.
Yes?
All those years ago, back when you were a single little chaser, like your lonely self roaming the streets of Atlanta trying to find a man, what was the worst thing anybody ever said to you?
Oh, wow. The worst?
I mean, like, you ever go up and approach a bear and you're like, hey, you know, and he just, you know, just
your dick is too big. No, I'm kidding. No. I
heard that before.
Oh, ooh. Hello, hi.
I digress.
Like I said to somebody on my website, that had to be a white boy that said that.
I don't know. Offhand, I can't really think of anything that just stands out as like horrible anybody said to me. But I mean, I've dated guys who clearly they've never dated a black person, just anybody outside their race before.
Oh, okay.
It's just, you know, you could tell just based on the conversation, they felt uncomfortable. They didn't know what to say or what to talk about.
Oh, okay. Let me see.
And I mean, I've told guys, you know, if you've never dated a black guy or just anyone outside your race, period, you know, just treat them like, you know, anybody else. Treat them, you know, just talk to them about, you know, regular things, sports, the weather, whatever.
But you know, growing up where we did, that is still such a touchy subject.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I've had guys, you know, like I said, that, you know, never dated a black guy, and you know they're trying to be culturally sensitive, and I guess they go overboard a little bit, like they actually end up offending you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because I remember the one guy. It was years ago, and I think I think it was like Valentine's weekend or something like that. Cause it had to be because it was during February, during Black History Month. Mm-hmm. So he invites me over. We're going to watch a movie. And you know, I'm thinking, okay, it's a romantic weekend. We're going to watch something simple, you know, something nice. He decided he wanted to rent Roots and have us watch that.
I
saw the box. And I'm sitting there like, I know where he's trying to go. He's trying to be culturally sensitive, I guess. Don't get me wrong, I love the movie, but that wasn't the time or place watching that.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Did you tell him you wasn't Chicken George?
I didn't know what to say. I was like, well, I really don't, you know, I wasn't planning on being here, you know, that long, you know. You know,
needless to say, the date was really short. Okay. All right.
I don't know what, I mean, he had the entire box set. I was like, I wasn't trying to watch a, you know, 12 hours worth of movie. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he thought it was going to turn into a long-term relationship overnight. Maybe he's part lesbian. I don't know. Maybe he's part lesbian.
Oh.
I don't know what possessed him. I don't know. But,
Well, one of the worst things I've ever heard a guy say, this young black guy come out and walked up to him at the bar and he was like, hey, how you doing? And he turned around and looked at him and said, oh, no, baby. Chocolate gives me a rash. I can't.
Oh, my God. Off. That's nasty.
And I was just like, you evil bitch.
Wow.
And I, you know, and that person's still here in Houston. I see them occasionally.
Oh, really?
Yes.
One of the worst things that I really experienced is actually chatting. I was chatting on, I don't know if it's Yahoo or somewhere. Pretty much the same thing, and he was asking for a picture, and I sent the picture. It's just me and a couple of bear friends. So which one is you? And then I spotted the leftmost, the one with the glasses. The one with the glasses was a bear. It was a bear, and it's just a friend of mine. Just was standing beside him. He said, "No, to the left of that guy, not with the glasses. No, the Asian guy." Then he just cut off. Okay. Oh my God, that's it didn't say much, but the chat session is simply just, you know, that's one of the worst thing I've experienced with, with not so many words when it's a chat session. Maybe that's one of the reasons why I don't chat anymore, I guess.
Yeah, that's how it usually goes when they say, oh, I'm a top. I'm like, oh.
Oh.
And then that ends it all right there.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Well, you have a good evening.
Well, at least they have the courtesy.
I just thought of something. There was, I was chatting with some guy online one time, and he, you know, we were just talking, you know, we decided to exchange pictures. And I guess he just didn't know I was a black guy. And he was like, oh, you know, after I sent him a picture, he's like, oh, you're black. And I was like, well, yeah, I am. And he's like, well, I've never been with a black, I'm really not into black guys, but, you know, you're not all that dark, so it probably won't be that bad.
What? Okay. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what?
Because apparently he didn't like black. He wasn't into black guys. Uh-huh. But if I was light enough, he could pretend I wasn't black.
Oh.
And then I guess he messaged me a few more times, and he was wondering why I wasn't answering him back.
Which is just like what one of the listeners, Don, was saying also, that it's understandable people have preferences.
I have no problem.
Yeah, I learned that pretty the hard way after many years, and people have preferences. Not too many people are rice queens. You know that's the technical term for, well, the gay term for people who like Asians. These are rice queens. They're not. It took time for me to understand that not all people like Asian guys, and not all people like Hispanics, or not all people like Blacks, or yeah, you know what I mean. And
so, what am I, gumbo queen?
No, you're I don't know, gumbo queen. You like, you're like from the south.
What is a gumbo queen? I hate to sound ignorant, but what is a gumbo?
What's a gumbo queen?
Oh no, I just figured gumbo was made up of all kind of crap. I figured, you know, it had a little bit of everything.
Oh, okay, I see. No, okay, Robert. There are different terms. Like, there's sticky rice. Sticky rice are the, you know, Asian for Asian, you know. And then it's mashed potatoes. If there's going to be, you know, two white guys, they like white guys, so they're mashed potatoes. And rice queens and potato queens. Potato queens are the Asians who like white guys, and rice queens are the white guys who like Asians. So just those labels. There's also, if you think there are labels in the bear community, there's bears, there's foxes, there's otters, manatee, or chasers, stuff like that. In the Asian community, Asians and friends community, there's also, you know, rice queens, potato queens, and sticky rice, and mashed potatoes. They all have that kind of labels also. And I learned
the only ones we have. That's the only ones we have in the black community is chocolate chaser and snow bunny.
Snow bunny, snow bunny. That's what is that?
Guys who like white guys.
Ah, snow bunny. Okay, wow. It's the first time I've heard of that. Yeah, I've heard about taco queens. Yeah, taco queens and curry queens. There are some guys who like Indians. Yeah, they're just labels. But I don't know. Bottom line, people have preferences, and it doesn't stop us from being friends with them, right? Because I have friends who are bear for bear, but I'm really good friends with them. I hug them and kiss them, and it's just because they're, you know, friend, very brotherly and friendly way, but not necessarily sexually. But sometimes in my mind, you know, because they are hot. For me, in my mind, they're really hot. You know, you want to do things, but they're just not into you. But well, what can we say? That's their preference. So,
yeah, but see, then you got those people that just don't understand the word no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No means yes, or
no means no.
No means no.
No means you take your ass to the other side of the bar and get out my face where you get your ass kicked. Mm-hmm. That's what no means.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever been in that situation that you did say yes, but you were regretting it? You're in them.
I think we all in that situation.
Yeah.
I guess,
like, you know, the situation is just like, yeah, and then you get there and it's like, oh, what the hell have I done?
I honestly don't remember right now. Maybe I have, but I can't remember of any right now. But you know, being in a situation that I don't like to be in, like, except for some drink binging, but that's as far as you know. But when it comes to sex,
you're such an alcoholic.
No, I'm not. Never been. You know me. I like yesterday. Yeah, Robert, we were out in the bars last night. I did drink a couple of skinnies. What is it? Diet Coke and vodka. And I, but you know, after an hour, after a few hours, and I don't want to drink anymore. But yeah, I don't drink that much, right? What do you mean?
Well, you're just saying you were getting drunk and doing stuff, and then you regret.
But what I'm saying is, I just do it occasionally because I drive. But if I'm in New Orleans, that's when I really drink a lot because, you know, I don't have to drive. I walk. If you're in New Orleans, yeah, you just walk
everywhere.
Yeah. Have you been to New Orleans, Robert?
Yeah. I have been to New Orleans. A few times. I've been to,
have you been to
Mardi Gras and Decadent?
Oh, look at you! How about you've been to the Phoenix then?
I believe so.
You believe so? It's one of
I remember bits and pieces of my New Orleans trip.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Because he was out of it the rest of it.
Phoenix is the one with the
he
upstairs.
Has no recollection.
Oh, really?
I remember. I remember Oz and what's that other one? That's like all the way at the end. I cannot remember the name of that one bar.
Can you remember? Lafitte's. There's a Lafitte's bar there. That's some of the bears go to. That's where we hang out. That's where Mike and I would hang out whenever it's Sudden Decadence or Mardi Gras. It's always fun. Yeah, Ray likes that place too. You like that place too, right? Oh wait, Rawhide. I think you're thinking about the Rawhide.
That's
oh
it.
My God, you are so bad.
That's
Rawhide. The Rawhide.
Yeah.
That's so nasty.
I remember that one.
Oh.
I didn't do it. I saw plenty in there. I wasn't participating in any of
wait,
it.
Wait. I have to make it clear. It's nasty, but I love it. I would go in there. Yeah, you go around the, go to the Fruit Loop around the.
There's a pool table back there in the back.
Oh yeah, I've seen so many things happen.
There's so much that goes on at that pool table.
Oh, that's true.
I didn't go into the dark room though. One way in, one way out. I couldn't. I can't do that.
They've been strict about that because they don't want you can't do that there. Just do it in the pool table, whatever. But you cannot use the bathroom because the bathroom is being used as a bathroom. People need to pee, and people having sex there is not a good idea because unless people like to pee in their face. But it's
well, you know.
Yeah.
Some folks do.
Well, yeah, you're right. You can never tell.
But some people do.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. So, how about any travels for you? Do you go to since you're married? Do you still go to bear runs?
Not really. Usually, all the traveling I do is just general travel with me and my friends, my partner.
Oh, how sweet! You go to casinos and stuff just to have fun, or Las Vegas, or. Or maybe go to the woods and camping. What do you guys do for fun?
We usually travel like New York. Love the Pacific Northwest, like Oregon and Seattle. Mm-hmm. Not really. He's not really big on camping. I love outdoors and stuff. He likes to hike and things like that. When it comes to camping, he preferred to stay at a hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Room service. Hello.
God. Yeah, that's Ray. He doesn't like...
Hot shower.
Was it...
I like camping, but as long as I can take a hot shower and stuff, I'm usually good.
Oh, okay. But Ray, for you, Motel 6 is camping.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And
until I get that $1 million Winnebago, camper for that.
Yeah, are you going to try the camping here, Ray? There's going to be one. Is it going to be during TBRU? Are you going to do that?
No, I don't think I can afford to go. We'll see. Yeah. It depends on if that refund check comes back.
Yeah. Well, Robert, this Rainbow Ranch that we go to, and it's a gay campground. It's more lesbian actually. It's more of a lesbian place and. And it's a camping ground. They have cabins. You can set up a tent if you want to. But they have faucets and power outlets right beside your campsite. So it's so easy to power up, or if you need water, it's not really.
I'll hook your Wii up and play.
Yes, we hook up our HDTV and and play in the right under the stars. Yeah, play on Nintendo Wii. That's pretty much what we do when we go camping, and we always have the gayest campsite because we have icicle lightings, and that's what we use for light. We have Christmas lights. So yeah, that's how.
Yeah, I have friends. I have friends, big RVers, and yeah, their campsite is always just covered with Christmas lights and everything.
Yeah.
And they have, their RV has 5 TVs. So that's where
there you go. That's gay camping for you. That's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, Robert, it's really great to chat with you. And thank you for contacting us. And really appreciate you having in the show.
All right, I appreciate y'all letting me be on the show. I'll have fun.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Good.
We'll have to have you back sometime.
Yeah, and probably.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, and probably talk about any of your adventures if you go with your partner and anywhere else. Okay.
Or you get accosted by chasers, you can hook them up so we can talk to them on the show. So why did you feel threatened? You'd be like, Dr. Phil.
You know what? This show is pretty much, you know, chaser, pretty much like a chaser show, because we have Don and we have you, Robert, in the show. So and myself. So I guess this is like a chaser show. Good. Yeah, but more of the black and Asian persuasion. So that's how it's you know, yeah, it's fun. It's always good to do a chaser show. Next time we should have Jeffrey G again. He's a good friend of ours. He lives in New York now. He used to be in Vermont. He's now in New York. And you know Jeff, Mr. Panda Bear, Ray. All right.
Never heard of him.
You know, what do you mean? It's Jeffrey. Chaser from the Chaser show.
I don't know who you're talking about, my nerd.
Oh my god. You're having amnesia all of a sudden. But anyway, okay, so Robert, thank you very much for being in the show, and we'll keep in touch with you, okay?
All right, you guys have a wonderful evening.
All right.
Thank you for being on the show, Robert.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often?
Woof, what a chaser.
Hey, what's up, my man?
Hey, Don.
Martin, Ray, Don in Toronto, Canada talking. How you doing?
Oh, great. Well, actually, Ray is not online right now.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so Don, oh my God, you're on the air right now.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah. Okay, it's good. Yeah. It's good that I got to chat with you. This is rare that we get to talk to someone from Canada. Where are you in Canada, by the way?
I'm in Toronto, Canada. I'm originally from Montreal. I left Montreal 10 years ago, and I came to Toronto. And I love it. It's not bad. It's still Montreal. It's still in my heart. But Toronto, I've helped me reinvent myself and helped me find myself and become much more better person, much more stronger person.
I see. Montreal, yeah. Toronto. You know what? I've never been to Canada. I've always wanted to go to Canada.
You gotta get yourself up there. You and Ray Ray gotta get up there. There's a whole bunch of bears and chasers and cubs and a whole kid and caboodle up here, and we just love having fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Plus, we're bilingual. So.
Oh!
Well, my French is not good. It's in the home. But my French kissing is a lot better, so that's what's important.
Oh, my God. It's good. So Don, wait, are you single right now? You have a hubby right now?
Yeah, I'm single and whatnot. So right now I'm single. I'm playing. I came close last year, but you know he ended up being a player, so I kicked him to the curb. So
I see. Hey,
but that's okay. There's plenty of wonderful men out there.
Definitely,
you know?
Definitely. Did you go to IML last year?
No, I was at. I met you at Bear Pride.
At Bear Pride, yeah, at Bear Pride, yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah, because I was like, yo, that's the Nord, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you know my buddy Ryan. I think Ryan you interviewed like a wild, long time
ago.
Oh, my
God, Ryan.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was a good friend with him.
Yeah. Ryan's my bad, but I would love to meet you and love to meet you again and Ray again. Are you going to Bear Pride again?
Well, I'm thinking about it because it is Chicago and Memorial. We're going to try. I think my partner and I usually go. And we'll see if we can this year because, there's so many things that's happening this year.
Because it's so amazing and whatnot. Well, one thing I'm glad that you invited me to the show. First of all, I'm just going to say I'm very proud of you, of the show you put together, and especially having a visible minority voice, which is very important, you know, out there. Because I know it's very difficult, especially when you come out. And I know, one thing I like to talk about, you know, especially when you're a visible minority coming out into the community, you know, it can be a little bit intimidating. And daunting at times.
Yes, that's true.
You know, but the most important thing is to find your space, you know, and you have to like have a very strong sense of self. So,
I appreciate that. Yeah, we really like talking about, you know, the bear community and stuff, and because there's more to these people, more to these people in the community than being sexy and hairy and, you know, do stuff with them in the back room, whatever. But it's just that there's more to them, that there's more things that they can say about themselves, and they're just like us, you know, watch movies, have fun.
Yeah, well, one thing good about the bear community is that it helped me find my own space, you know, because here I was 10, maybe 12 years ago, walking through Montreal for Kango, scared to death that someone's going to see me in the village. and I have to struggle with the fact of how can I be black and gay and like big husky guys and be a Christian and all that, so you realize all those are just parts of you that makes up the whole.
That's
right.
True. Yeah, that's right. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So okay. So you mentioned that you're black. I'm Asian, and you and I both you know are into interracial relationships. Like right now.
Yeah, we make a compilation, y'all.
Yeah. We do.
According to Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
But Tiger Woods definitely loved a lot of compilation. You know what I'm saying? Us guys were looking at with that scandal hit. We're saying, you know what? 13 women. In one setting, us, oh, that's just a weak baby.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's get serious. I'm
sorry. Okay. All right. But you know, okay, you mentioned before, you know, we kind of talked about some listener, Robert, asked about, you know, interracial relationships. And you asked, you know, just this topic that we've been bringing up about racism. And that happens. I mean, you heard Ed before. You like Ed, right? You like Ed, our friend from New Orleans, who was talking about racism too. That we all dislike racism and everything, but not necessarily racism. But it's more like preference and stuff like that. Because I experienced it myself. You know, going to a bear run, meet bears in a mm-hmm. bear run, and sometimes I get ignored. Do you feel the same way?
Well, no, not really, because, like, sometimes, like, we're guilty of it ourselves. Sometimes we sit in the corner, and then and I've seen it, you know, and I've told guys when I was involved, because I was also part of a group called Gen X Bears Toronto, and one of the things I try to encourage everybody is you got to approach people, because people sometimes get shy and whatnot, but also part of that is, like, in terms of stereotypes, and I'll throw some examples at you. Like, sometimes you run into these guys, and you run into these people, and are like, oh my God, I want to be with a black man, I want to be with an Asian, and in our community, and this is my humble opinion, in our community, sometimes as a gay community, we fetishize. We all do it. Like, you see a big, husky, chubby man, and, you know, like, for me, I believe, like, Sir Mix, so baby's got to have back and has to have front and a nice hairy face and a gorgeous smile. And I'm like, I want some of that. You know what I'm saying?
I'll
nibble that and go, you know what I mean? So we all do it to a certain sense. And that's the thing about the gay community. We celebrate our sexuality, but it's to a point that sometimes we put people in boxes. And racial stereotypes have not disappeared. For example, you as an Asian, you're supposed to be seen as domicile or the quiet one.
Yeah,
and me
submissive.
Being black, mm-hmm. Yeah, me being submissive, exactly. You know, and that could be the opposite. You could be like this nasty letter guy, like, you know, you want me to bend over, you better work it, honey, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And in my case, I'm not supposed to be the stereotypical. And that's one thing I struggle with. I don't want to be the stereotypical big black man with the big black dick, and not to sound crude or anything, because that's how some people would see me. And usually those are the type of people, the minute you get with them, are the ones that freak out, because like, oh my God, you're not going to stick that in there. I'm like my mother, my man Max used to say, honey, you're messing around with the black power company, and we collect info, so you better bend over, bitch. And if you want me to bend over, you better work it. I want to be screaming the Lord's name in vain. I want to be seeing stars, the moon, the sun.
Oh,
you have a minute, microwave sex, and it's done, and you roll over. No, I don't want that. And for some of these guys, you got to school them. Like, I remember one guy contacted me. I want to be a black man.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, why do you want to be a black man? Well, because I want to be a black man. I turned to him and said, well, when you treat black people as human beings, then maybe you could be a black man.
That's
and
true.
It's also the opposite that as a visible minority, like, I not only just date, like, I date, I'm like an equal opportunity hoe. I date all sorts of men from all sorts of different colors. You name it, man. There are some, like, creamy caramel, some chocolate, uh-huh. vanilla. Oh, you know what I'm saying? All the bears on the color of the rainbow there. And that's one thing I'm really excited about now online. You're seeing a lot more people of color step forward.
Have you tried dating an Asian before?
I've been with an Asian guy, not necessarily dating, but, you know.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I was like, very gorgeous guy, very fun guy.
Uh-huh.
You know, he was Filipino, and he was just like, wow. And I've been with black men, and I've been with white men, and I've also been with East Indian, you know.
Yeah,
and I've been with all sorts of different men, because to me, you know, the one thing good about the bear community, and some people could disagree because everyone has their own definition about bear is more a matter of the mind, right?
That's
more a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
what's important. That's why it's good that you're doing a show on racism, because it's not an easy topic to talk about. It's more subjective. You know, and if someone rejects you, everyone has their preference, right? And there's a difference between preference and either being fetishized, you know, especially as a visible minority, you come in the community, you're ostracized from your home community. Like in my case, my family, me, had a big falling out when they found out I was gay. So I was thrown out of the house. We're now making amends, which is good. We're slowly trying to make amends towards that. But in the Afro-Caribbean community in Canada, because my mom's from Barbados and my family's from Barbados, it's not easy for them to accept homosexuality. It's still seen as a white man's disease. They're seeing what you're doing as an abomination to God because you have the religious aspect thrown into that. And then you come to the gay community expecting to be held open, and then some of these guys come out with the most stupid stereotypes that they want to place you in this box, and they don't realize that you're actually an intelligent human being behind that. Like, God had a guy, remember that, this one guy in Albany, cute little black, you know, chubby bear. Ooh. I said hi to him. He basically ignored me, and then he jumped my bones near the end of the night. I said, dude, where were you 2-3 days ago when I said hi to you? And his attitude was, well, you know, I thought you weren't interested in me. I said, dude, you gotta say something. But he also felt, because he's a bigger guy, he felt he was sort of rejected from the community. So ergo, he felt that black men would not reject him. And that's the wrong way to think, you know. As well, as I remember talking to this other black guy online a long time ago, and he said, oh, so I hear you, so you're into men outside your race. I said, yes, I'm attracted primarily to men outside my race, but I also date men within my race, you know. And he says, and he turns to me and says, oh, you're probably one of those type of guys that are just all into white guys. Click, goodbye. Like, I have no time for that.
Yeah.
You know, we live in this world, and we live in today's world, today's society. However, those stereotypes are still going to, like, you know, like, are going to linger. It's up to us to break through. Like, I would like to see, for example, more, like, that's one thing I like about Bearotic or whatever. I think it's an online... you might correct me, Bearotic, is that correct?
Yeah, Bearotic, I think it's a blog, an online blog right now.
Thing I like is their icons change, and they show not just white people, so to speak, or cubby white people. They're showing Asians, they're showing older people.
Oh, did you see that the guy wearing the fundoshi, the strap on their, you know, for Japanese... strap under, you know, for sumo wrestling thing.
Yeah,
I think I saw one of those, and yeah, some Asians are.
And
really,
it's important,
really
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of us are embracing this idea of beardom, because the idea, in my opinion, of beardom was a rebellion against the body beautiful image, and to say that you can be gay and you don't have to fit into these stereotypes,
mm-hmm.
you know. You know, one of the dangerous things sometimes I worry about the community is maybe we're falling into that. Now we're saying, okay, we see a Twinkie guy. Now, I've seen this happen, like a skinnier guy who suddenly lose weight. Oh, you're not one of us. Mm-hmm. Or the whole fight between muscle bears and bear bears,
yeah.
You know, and that shouldn't happen.
Yeah, and
you know?
That's the type Ray Hank likes too, you know, that some of the Twinkie guys, Ray likes
yeah.
this. Yeah, so he's open to that, and some of the these twink guys are open to, you know, dating. Of course, they like the bears too, of course. And,
yeah.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's like, you know, me being, you know, and it's like, you know, and it's, you're always going to have stereotypes, right? Mm-hmm. The thing is, we got to all talk about and work it out. Like, one of my dancing partners, he told me straight up he's not into black men. And part of me is like, oh, man, you must be a racist and blah, blah, blah. No,
oh,
he just explained this is his preference.
It's a preference.
So, but we're but at the same time, he's my dancing partner.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll dance and we'll have fun, but he just happens to be my dancing partner. And then there's other guys outright, and I remember one guy I was talking to said, you know, I'm just not into black men. I said, dude, that's okay. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just mm-hmm. saying to say hi. But right away, click, cut off, and he puts up his, you know, a shield against me. I said, well, if that's his attitude, why should I go after someone who's not interested in me?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And
these guys are friendly, too. Anyway, I have friends who are like that, who are very open-minded, that, you know, they're hugging and kissing me because we're friends. You know, that happens
yeah.
a lot, especially in bear runs or even in gathering. But not necessarily you'll be screwing the night after. No, just that you're just good friends, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But Jeffrey G actually wrote a very good article, I think, in Bear's
Magazine.
Oh, yeah. I read part of it.
I was about to mention that. Uh-huh.
And it really made like a lot of people think. And he says, like, okay, you, some of you guys put up these walls. I'm not into this, not into that. Why don't you start opening up? Mm-hmm. You know, you may like it, you may not like it. Like, he talked about his friend for years, and maybe, I hope I remember the article correctly, wasn't into Asian men, but yet complained how lonely he was. So finally, he met a guy that happens to be his total opposite, and I think he happened to be Asian, and now they're dating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, sure. And that's to show you have to have at least an open mind. Obviously, there's going to be things that you like and dislike, you know, like the community itself and the idea of bear is evolving, because now you have transgender bears who are now embracing the idea of bears.
That's right. You know? Like Michael from Vermont. I had him in the show last year, or 2 years ago. Yeah, he's an awesome guy. And he's transgender. At the end, it's really the mind. It's really the state of mind that a person is a bear. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's one thing good that we have this to embrace us to show that there's all the colors of the rainbow, you know, and whatnot. That you could be as femmy as hell, but you can be a bear. Or you could be as butch as hell, and you could still be a bear. In the end, bear is what is a state of mind. You know, and I learned that through Gen X Bears by the fact that we have to reach out to each other, because self-loathing and self-hatred is so, so rampant throughout the community.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you see it in so many ways. Like, you know, and it can be quite self-destructive. But the last thing we need to do is to rip down each other, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I think having a movie like Gen X Bears helped me, and I know it helped a lot of people here in Toronto. Unfortunately, the group's not around anymore. That's okay. People evolve, people move on, you know? Like, there's Bears of Toronto, which is up here. I was part of a marching group, and we marched once in a while in Pride. It's called Bears by Nature, you know? So we march in Pride first year we marched in Pride, second year hopefully we'll march in Pride again. So Toronto's Pride is one of the biggest in the world right now. And when you turn down Yonge and Bloor Street and you see the millions of people cheering you on, that's affirmation. And for me, I march because I want to show the next black kid or a black man or woman that it's okay to be gay and to be black.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't control what the world thinks of you. What's important is what you think of yourself, you know. And to march in that is very self-affirming, as well as march with my bear brothers, because coming out, being a bear, like, you know, I remember I was feeling all weird and stuff, and, you know, I was saying, like, you know, I remember running into Terry Jamro years ago online, and I said, oh, man, you're really cute. And he says, if you become cute, check out all these guys, and sort of opened a door for me.
Wow, yeah. So that's good. Got you on. You know what? I was looking at some of your pictures, and, oh, my God, you got some, you know, gorgeous bears around you there in Toronto. That is awesome.
I am single.
Oh, that's right. Oh, okay. You're friends with Darren. You got to say hi to Darren for me. Because,
oh, yeah, definitely. Let's give a shout out to Dean, man. Darren, my man. Darren calls me his travel bitch. We just go.
His travel bitch.
So we're going to transfer, because Darren for years was like, come to transfer. We're like, damn it, we're going to transfer. So my birthday is the 23rd. Darren's is, I think, is the 21st. So our birthdays are together, so we're going to go celebrate in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Oh, my God, that is awesome. You know what? One of these days, I got to go to Drench for myself, because it's just that in the middle of March and stuff like that. Maybe next year we can do that. And, I've been talking to Gary. You must have heard the episode with Gary, and we've been talking about Drench Fur also. So that's when is it? 20 this next week, right? This week.
Yeah, and I'm very excited because I know Freddie Freeman's going to be there. I think William Brown.
Oh my God, that's
going to be there.
I'm going to miss too. Yeah, the Bear Palooza show. Oh, there's so many things happening. I'm jealous of you guys now.
You gotta get to Europe too, man. I don't come to Canada. You gotta get to Europe, because there's a whole bunch of people, man. I know if I go to Spain, I'm gonna get drunk, because my friends are always going like grapple, and I'm like, ah!
Oh,
the bridge, man. And there's some, and there's a cute Aussies out there. Oh my God, there's a whole bunch of. Yeah, that's the fun thing about the movement, because I remember we did an art show called For Real, Bears Without Boundaries, like 2 years ago, and we discovered that. We took like 10 artists, as well as a straight woman and a straight guy, and we just defined what defines beardom. And we just, here's this group of people who call themselves, that don't necessarily take themselves super seriously. Look, we play when we have sex. We say woof to each other. Uh-huh. You know, we hug. We don't really take ourselves seriously, but yet have a whole lingo, a whole genre that sort of broke away from this stereotype of a gay man supposed to look like this. And we said, no, a gay man can be like this.
Can be butch.
And being a bear, and a bear man could be. But I also use butch in quotations because they're, you know, you've seen them, some of these bears, and they'll be like walking around looking all mean, and then they talk to them, and then the purse comes up. And that's okay.
That's okay.
Because
we all
femme out. Like, trust me, when I'm at work and I'm working retail and I see some husky, chubby man, I'm like, hey. And then the cashier's like, I can take, no, I'm taking care of them now. How you doing?
Oh my!
Enjoy
God.
Your shopping experience or what? Uh-huh.
Because you're enjoying your shopping experience yourself.
Oh yeah!
There you go. It goes two ways.
I usually feel guilty about that, but the women I work around it saying, "Well, what do you think we do?" And they're a bunch of old cougars, and they're like, "What do you think we do?" And they're like, and "I've seen them in action." A guy called
gays and cougars in retail. Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. Cougars.
Yeah. And it was just like, yeah, and it's just, you know. And to do that in for real and to, you know, expand that and to, you know, we had a good reception. We won a Toronto Arts Council grant for it. The show went off really well. We're hoping we could redo the show again and make it just as strong as well. It made me think, but like getting back to racism and stereotypes, yeah, and it's hard because one of the things that I get really disappointed when they talk to a guy and they're like, I want to be for black guy, and it's just once again, you know, it's not going to go anywhere beyond that. Yeah. But there's some people that are like, they're attracted to black men, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Some people are attracted to redheads, but they don't want to be, and like one guy I spoke to who also we were talking about this recently, it's like, I hate it when a guy just wants to sleep with me because I'm a redhead or I'm just a fetish. You know?
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And then you feel like, you know what I mean? Nard, they don't want to necessarily, obviously, when you're having sex with someone and you're tricking, you know, obviously that's part of the game, you know? You don't necessarily want to get to know the person. But I think there has to be a level of respect
to respect
the person's feelings. You know, if you just go up and I want you, I bet you have a big black dick and blah, blah, blah. And my auntie's like, yeah, but you're the kind that can't handle it. You're the first one's going to get up and run out the door the minute I stick it in because you can't handle black power. But you know I'm collecting a pool. Okay, so you better be ready to handle black power.
Oh my God.
I am charged up and I'm in all Beyonce and all ready to go, hey, you better be working it, honey.
Out the bed.
And if I like you, like my friends used to say, you like the guy, you know what? You give him a taxi fare. If you really liked him, you give him cornflakes with a spoon. If you don't, out the door, there's a piece of dry toast for you.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and it's just, yeah.
That is so good.
And, wow. But how do you handle, like, when you deal with racism or subjective racism?
Oh, me? I'm part of the Asians and Friends community here in Houston, and I get to hang around with, you know, with some of them are bears, and some of them are older men, and they, of course, it's an Asians and Friends group, so they really like Asians. It's just that I am more on the bear group or on the more bear oriented myself, that I like hanging around with the bears, and that's why I'm also part of the Houston Area Bears here in Houston. And it's always good to, you know, hang out with the bears, and not necessarily they would be dating, because I myself I'm partnered already and happily married, and I'm already have my mic, and it's just that sometimes that there are weekends that, you know, you're lonely, you want to get together with a couple of friends to go out and grab some beer and drink some beer and watch a movie with a couple of your bear friends, and that's pretty much the extent of what happens with the bear friends that I have here. And as for, you know, preferences, I experienced that a lot, especially going to bear runs, that they really do not, most of these people do not prefer Asians. Just being blunt about it, yeah, that's they're there. Bear runs are really mostly for bear, and I don't think
you mean
that.
Basically, i.e., white bears versus the rest of us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So yeah. That is a very small percentage that there are these bears who do like the chasers, who chaser types, the small guy. They like the smaller guys and it's very small.
And they're afraid of being made fun about by their friends, which is kind of sad.
Oh, you're right. Oh my God, you're right. They get trouble, some kind of trouble from their friends because, oh, he likes chasers. oh, I heard someone who commented against it. So what? What if I do like chasers? He said, this is this guy from Dallas who I might remember. But people are disappointed. I'm disappointed at you because you only like chasers. How could you? You know, these would say.
Yeah,
that.
I know.
Well,
whatever.
You know,
it's preference, right? I've had Twinkie guys hit up me, and I said, you know, I like you, but you know, thank you very much, but I'm not interested. But why aren't you? One guy was like, why aren't you interested in me? First of all, I could break you like a stick. Second of all, my man has to have booty. And has to have a gorgeous smile and a big belly and nice, sexy man titties. Oh. I want something to hold on to.
You like
okay?
Man titties, all right?
Oh, you know those man titties. You get it, they go, I know I'm going to get in trouble for this. Somebody's going to slap me in my head in Toronto.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God! Yeah,
people like, listening to this will be giving you a hard time. Oh my God!
You know, and it's like you know. I guess I'm gonna show. Like I'm gonna get called. Like yeah, you want to talk about the sex show? Yeah. But you know, but yeah, but my attitude and my message to other people is this: you got to start by loving yourself, having a strong sense of self. I was lucky when I came here in Toronto. I had an older gentleman. His name was Phil. Who helped guide me because he was an older black bear who used to tell me how it was like back in the day and how difficult it was for homosexuals of any color to come out. Like, it was so bad in Ontario that you can get fired from your job in the 70s, early 80s. And then there was a bathhouse raid where people stood up and said no more shit. And they stood up for themselves. Oh. And that changed a lot of things. That's leading up to gay marriage where we have a law that basically says that basic logical saying, look, if a religious group doesn't want to marry us, that's fine. But at the same time, we have a right to be, you know? And it's not called civil unions. It's not called second then. And that's what I was explaining to someone. It's called marriage.
Yeah.
You know? And
that's what you guys have there in Canada. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, and I know the struggle, and I really feel for my brothers and sisters down there for the struggle out there. And I encourage you guys to keep on going on, whether it's in the streets or lobbying. You know, because I know Cubs Out Loud were talking about, and they were arguing about different methods of how we should approach this. So, you know, I said, do it all, you know, and hopefully you guys, because someday get to the point that it's, like I said, our law is very logical, and that's the way it is. There's still grumblings. Like recently, the Minister of Immigration omitted the gay rights movement in the new passage given to immigrants. And he's been shamed. And people stood up and said, what the hell, dude? Mm-hmm. You know, I pay my taxes.
Yeah.
You know? Uh-huh. And if you don't like the fact that gay marriage is this, too bad. You're a minister of the state, so you represent us all.
That's right.
So, you know. Uh-huh. So, yeah. So there's stuff like that, you know. But, yeah, that's getting back to our topic. Like I said again, the message is, you know, people, we all have to love ourselves. And as bears, brother bears, if you're not interested in someone who's Asian, if you're not interested in someone who's black or whatever, or transgender or whatever, be polite. Say no. Don't screw up your face. Don't be stereotypical. Don't, or someone that's older too, don't be that way. Be open-minded. Like I said, Jeffy's article was beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, God bless him. He's another guy I want to give a big hug to and a big shout out to Jeffy G. You're my man in Vermont, and him and his man, because I totally love what he wrote. What he wrote had me thinking, said, my God, he gets it. And I hope he taps into the mind that, you know what, there's a whole world and variety of men out there. And like I said, I'm very excited to see online a lot more visible minorities step up and starting to say, hey, we're here and we're claiming this bare identity, you know, and we're not pushing out anyone.
You're going to be at Drench First, Darren. You know, Darren's going to also, right?
Oh, yeah, you know Darren's going. I tell Darren, we're on the cop suit. Look out, baby.
This is going to be
a good one. Did you know, son, if some little Asian guy comes up and bit your ass, you know that's my man.
Oh, my God.
But no, I'm very proud of you, Nard, that, you know, you have a show like this. It could be an outlet to, like, a lot of us, you know? And like I said to you, don't get it. If that guy rejects you because of your color, race, whatever. There's a whole variety of men out there, you know? Mm-hmm. But that's my thing. Like, I just want to tell people, you know what? Be polite, people. You know, if you're not interested in somebody, then just be polite about it, you know? But if the person continues to persist and be an ass, then you have a right to smack him down and then put on the weave and call yourself Miss Roth and give him a smack down. But, yeah, and I think, you know, as a black, and, like, it got to a point, like, this is 10 years later, and I'm sitting here, my friend invited me to Humber College to address, like, a class on racism as well as homophobia in the black gay community.
And
at one point talk about bears, and I would have never saw myself doing that 10 years ago in Montreal. Never in a million years. But it's because I've had good support, like System Like Phil, you know, Gen X Bears, you know, me and Ryan, when we first came out, we used to call ourselves the Bear Ethnic Posse, me and 300 Asian guys, and we'll go inside the Black Eagle, and they'll stare at us. We'll have our hip-hop gear. We'll all, like, stare at them. Like, who are you people? Are you people hoodlums?
Are
you people
us.
One of those gangsters, yo? And we're like, yeah, we're still, like, gangbangers, like, yo, we'll go undercover, but you know what I'm saying? We're more, like, macking your ass. So, so Ryan... Wow. Been a great friend in that aspect, and I, like I said, there's so many other people I want to thank in my own personal evolution. Like, I recently celebrated 10 years being out, and it's been 10 glorious years. It hasn't been perfect, but 10 years being out as a strong black man,
that is
but
awesome.
More importantly, as a human being. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, you can't control what the world thinks of you. What's important is what you see yourself, mm-hmm. and you have to tell yourself. What you are is okay.
That's true. You know what? Come to think of it, when was the last time? I think mine, I came out about 2005 or 2006, I think.
Yeah.
So, it's been a long
time. Is it still difficult, like in the, you're back when you're Filipino, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Filipino. Is it still difficult in the Filipino to be out?
Yes, it is. Lately, it's people have been coming out, and it's really hard. It's especially in our family. Only my immediate family knows, and the others, I don't care anymore. If they find out right now, at this point in my life, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
What do they say?
How did your family react? Were they cool?
They were shocked. They were shocked that I was My sister found out about me online.
That you were a homosexual. That you're one of those people.
Yeah, she saw me in the Houston Air Bears website. Oh, these guys are swimming and having a pool party. Nice. And then she looked at the About Us page. Oh my God, these guys are gays. Oh my God.
I know. My sister called me out, and I swear to God, it was like a scene from Ricky Lake or Jerry Springer. Hello? You with these men, because I had this picture of this gorgeous, oh my God, this guy was gorgeous. Uh-huh. And it was this husky, chubby guy that I downloaded. If you're listening, I love you, I want to meet you. He had the Jackson tattoo. So I downloaded the picture, I put it inside the magazine, forgot it, her magazine, put it underneath the bed.
Oh, no.
And she phoned up, and she found the magazine. She flipped out. Oh my God, you got this picture of this white man doing nasty stuff. And I was just like, And I'm just it wasn't funny at the time, because I'm in the middle of shopping here, and I'm like, hello, and she's going on. I'm like, but she gave, oh Lord, she gave me the business.
Oh my God.
You know, but now I'm hoping, you know, because it's been like a trench war between all of us, but now we're starting to, I'm hoping we could, like, you know, reconcile and move beyond it. But like I said, again, that's why I was there doing the classroom. I remember one guy stood up, and he's a very, you know, he's very passionate. He wants to help work with black men, mm-hmm. like young black youth up in the Jane and Finch area, which is a bit of a rough area in Toronto. And he immediately stood up and said, basically said, why do we have to know about why the homosexuals' agenda? Why are those people, which is meaning us, pushing their agenda? And then I explained to him the fact that, you know, back in the 60s, people said that about blacks concerning civil rights.
Yeah.
And why adults, and even in Canada, there was a smaller movement of civil rights and respect, and the battles that, you know, good minorities had to be here to battle, to fight, to be recognized.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Just like women, all the isms or phobias are in the end the same thing. We all want to be loved, and we all want to be treated with respect.
Yeah. Do you go to the Albany, Bear Albany also? Don't you do that?
I went there once or twice, you know. Know, like Bear Albany, Jim and the Boys, love you. Shout out to Jim and the Boys. If you guys get a chance to go, Bear Albany throws a wicked party. They're awesome. Also, you got to check out the Buffalo Bears. Buffalo Bears love you. You guys are my posse. You guys are also my boys as well. Buffalo
awesome.
Bears throw a wicked posse. They also throw a pretty good party. But I think Bear Albany is more like a party group. Yeah, Bear Albany is really amazing. And I like the fact that even in their images and their advertising, they show visible minorities. Because I think that's what's important.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what I like to see more on the bear-oriented media. I like to see more visible minorities representing.
That's right.
I think that's what's important, to show people, you know, this is what it's all about, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's awesome that they really do a great job. Jim Larson and everybody else there in that group, yeah. Anyway,
oh, they're just awesome. And also, like I said, check out the Buffalo Bears. They're awesome too, man. Uh-huh. I know I'm going to miss Kilt Night. I love you guys. I got to work.
Okay.
Yeah, anytime I go down, they're like, ah! Yeah.
Well, we're okay. But hey, we're running out of time, and
oh my god! Okay. Well, thank you. Shut up now.
Well, thank you very much, Don, for joining me in the show, and it's awesome to chat with you. It's always good to you know, get to know with the listeners of the show, and it's always good to talk. Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Though.
All right.
You know, and when is the show going to be up, man?
Oh, probably tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Cool. Right. I just want to say to everybody, you know, come to Canada. We're great people. You know, if you check out Classified Song, oh, Canada, I wish I could remake it. We love our beavers. We also love our bears. Oh, yeah, we love our bears. Next
Okay.
So that's it. That's all I'm going to say what we say in Quebec. Right. Salut, bye-bye. And you guys have a great time. Hope to see you guys at a run sometime.
Yes. Take care, Don. Thank you very much.
Okay, you take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so those are the interview with the guys, and thank you again, Robert and Don. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, so Don is I actually met Don at Chicago during Bear Pride. Yeah, so he's there with his bear friend Darren. Yeah, it was funny because I remember very vividly Darren wearing that cop uniform at the IML. So, yeah, you should go to one of these days, Ray. You should try going to IML. You might like it because you know some of the stuff. Because you know, I know you're somewhat into leather, right?
Yep.
There you go. So IML, plan it one of these years. Save up for it or something. Anyway, so yeah, it's great to have them and. We have some comments, actually, from a couple of friends of the show. Let me see.
They like us.
Yes.
Oh, we're from here.
So, actually, my question was about any of you guys experience or know of anyone who experienced discrimination at bear runs or chant sites or whatever. And you have a few people who mentioned, like Ray and Mikey from Atlanta, they were talking about... they know plenty of people who are discriminated against in chant sites. I'm not going to mention any... chat sites right now. Reverend, yeah. And Michael from Vermont also mentioned, you know, there's always someone at the run who is being unbearish, and I consider the source and write him off. Guys like that are not worth the time of day. If people really discriminate against you, then just ignore them. And what else? Also from Tim. Tim from West Virginia. He says that it's been my experience with my black and Asian friends that they are pretty much ignored by most bears at bear runs. Yep, see, there you go. That's what I meant. Each person deals with it differently. Some of them just stand to the side and don't participate. I'm just trying to be accepted. Yeah, so I guess I try to be accepted myself. And I just don't stand there. I like talking to people, so even though if they don't like me, I'll just chat with them anyway. And then... also from our friend Cesar, and he said that the funny thing is my partner was denied at Bear 411. He's also a bear. His partner's a bear. How could he be denied at Bear 411? And he got one. I got one about a year ago. So he may not be the classic definition of a bear, but compared to me, he's a bear. And I eventually deleted my account, not because I was harassed there, but because that site just plain sucked. It's probably the worst design site I've ever been on. Yes, and from Carl, it says that it sounds like unless one is a bear, why even bother going to these events to be mistreated? Well, I have to disagree with that, with Carl, about you know, people. Because there are people, there's a small percentage that people who like the chaser. So, right, Ray? Right?
Right.
Right. We like the chasers.
Of course, when we try to approach you at the events, they're like, oh, okay, because they're chasing some hotter bear than you. Mm-hmm. And they got time to pay attention. Even though the hotter bear is not paying them any attention.
Yeah. You know what? In our group, there's a lot of bears who like twinks or bears who like chasers, right? Well, I could name three already. But don't you agree, Ray? We have a big mix. We have a good mix of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you go to other cities, maybe from San Diego or San Francisco, it's really more bear for bear or even muscle bear for muscle bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but here in Houston, I would say we have a good mix of bear for bear and bears who like chasers and chasers who like bears. And we have a pretty eclectic group here. Yeah, so yeah, that's a good topic for this week. And yeah, just give us a feedback. What do you think of our guests, Don and Robert? And tell us what you think of your rejection experiences. Because okay, we already did the chat site thing, okay, and we're not going to elaborate on that. It's just that how about being on a bear run and being rejected that way, there hanging out, not being talked to, or people just dismiss you, even you approach people. Yeah, tell us if you have horror stories like that. And like I said in the show, I just probably handle it differently if I get rejected. Because you, Ray, you won't get rejected because you're a bear. Or you get a hard time. People give you a hard time because
because I'm not it. Because I'm usually not attracted to other bears. Yeah. So.
Yep, that's right. So I guess that's that happens. People have preferences. What can I say? All right, so let's wrap this up, Ray. It's been a great week. Oh wait, we didn't do our weekend updates. Oh wait, one weekend update that I'm gonna say is congratulations, Ray, for winning the chili cook-off. Yay!
Oh, thanks, my nerd.
Ray cooked. Okay, what? Yours is can you tell the secret of your success? Can you tell us the secret, your secret ingredient in your chili?
I just put love into it.
Really? Love and sweat? Yeah. More on the love, less on the
love
sweat.
Love and sweat and a little bit of protein.
No, God.
I wouldn't do anything like that. Mm-hmm. But no.
Yeah, so yeah.
You know, I guess I'm just a good cook.
You're just a good chili maker. So is that your mother's recipe, or is that your personal recipe, or what?
That's my personal recipe. If it was my mother's, they'd probably call the health department.
Health department. Yep. But anyway, yeah, congratulations again, Ray. And next time, if you hold a party, make some chili. How's that?
Yep.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, thank you everyone for listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Or call the
voice line. show@bearpodcast.com.
show@bearpodcast.com. Yeah, you can do that to get to both of us.
Or even better, here's the best way to contact us. You can give us a call at 206-222-BEAR. That's
206.
No, I just went blank there for a second. 206-222-2327.
There you go.
And you can leave us a little voice message. And I know since all of y'all buying these magic jacks, you can give us a call.
The magic jacks. Get a magic jack and call us.
Just like Maynard's sister, you can imagine that and call him all time of the night.
Do not call at 3 a.m. Oh my God. Yeah, I had my problems like that with my sister. But yeah, so give us a call. Also, subscribe via iTunes and visit the official website at bearpodcast.com. And follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. It would be nice to have some people following us. It would be good. Follow Ray, Huber Dad. Yeah, and I'm at Nard. Nard and in the Twitter. So, Ray, you don't tweet that much.
I've been too busy this last month at work to do anything. Mm-hmm. I ain't even kept up with my Facebook, much less. I ain't even been texting my people. I've had some people text me and said, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, why?" "Well, you're not texting me anymore." And I'm like, "Because I'm working my ass off."
Uh-huh. That's right. You've been busy lately, I've noticed too. And you just, do it while you're pooping or something. You know, tweet whatever you're doing. Like, I had corn. Oh, God. I'm sorry, Ray. You're not into that. You're not a poop tweeter, are you?
No.
That's gross. What a closing. That's a very nice closing for us. All right, let's get out of here. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will catch you guys next week. Many boops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bitch.